of thousands of protesters have gathered in the Egyptian capital, possibly the largest crowd yet. They're still calling on President Hosni Mubarak to resign, effective immediately. Earlier, about 500 anti-government protesters broke away from the square. They headed toward the parliament building. They chanted fraud. The army has surrounded the building protectively.
There has been no agreement Tuesday, but there has been a commitment to come back Wednesday and try once again. The South Korean Defense Ministry tells CNN that the working level military talks between North and South Korea ended this Tuesday, just after 7 p.m. local time. But they wouldn't say much more. Three representatives from both countries appeared amicable as they met at the truce village of Panmunjom on the border. The hope is if the talks are successful on Wednesday, then they will move to a higher level, potentially even ministerial level. The two defense ministers of the countries have not actually met since 2007.
The jury is back. The verdict is in. There is no electronic-based cause for unintended high-speed acceleration in Toyotas, period. There are only two real-world causes of high-speed unintended acceleration in Toyotas. First, some Toyota floor mats entrapped drivers' gas pedal while their vehicles were in motion. Second, so-called sticky pedals made some Toyota acceleration too slow to release.
It is a terrifying crash caught on cell phone video. A truck was speeding down the wrong side of a California freeway. The 83-year-old driver hit the median and then was struck by an oncoming car. Now, the chain reaction wreck closed northbound lanes of Interstate 5. Investigators say the driver was confused, couldn't really explain how he ended up on the wrong side. He did get a ticket for driving the wrong way and with a suspended license, but again, thankfully, no major injuries.